You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
There come times where the go-forward look at things involve different voice, and you know, ultimately, I'm stretching back into early last summer. This is a team that we feel has been collectively and individually to varying degrees underperforming its talent level, and we want something new in order to hopefully restore them to the level of play that we expect of ourselves.
There you go. That's Mike Elias. I guess you could say finally talking to the media, but not all of the media. Oh, man. Interesting enough, as you look at what's gone on, and now, like, because of how bad the Orioles are, everything is getting picked apart that Mike Elias has done. MLB Network's been all over it, whether you want to talk about it from a free agency standpoint. The one thing that I think a lot of the guys have said he's done a phenomenal job drafting, but what I agree with some of the talking heads is, what about the young players here? Like, don't you want to see them play? What is it with this up and down whole thing that keeps going on? I know sometimes you have some, you know, roster fluctuation and moving this guy here or there. Chase McDermott came up in a doubleheader. You fully expect him to go down, right?
Yeah.
Pitched again yesterday. It's something where I don't like the idea of Coby Mayo. He's done everything he can do at AAA. There's nothing wrong with him being at AAA. He's blocked by Ryan Mountcastle. Yeah. And if Ryan Mountcastle is not a part of your future, I hate saying this because I know we all love Mountcastle. I thought he was going to be traded. It didn't happen. I don't know if it still has a chance to happen this year. We'll see. But Coby Mayo should be playing first base as much as possible to see if that's your guy. Right? Like,
I think that's the problem because things have changed dramatically. I've been a big supporter of Ryan Mountcastle. I did not want to see him traded. I thought he contributed a lot to the team. Things have changed now because the team's not going anywhere. So now that my decision making would change. So yes.
And again, I don't know why we go back to this all the time. Like, people say that guy sucks, trade him. That's a good way to go out there and say, hey, we got a guy who sucks. You got somebody who's good for him. It sucks to sell a guy low.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep bringing up Sandy Alcantara down in Miami because he's had a terrible season this year. When that was a guy that we wanted the Orioles to target and trade for. Imagine if you traded for him and how things are going right now. He'd look like one of your best pitchers with his 6-run ERA. But yeah, it hasn't been good. Free agency wasn't what fans wanted it to be, what it should have been. The injuries are just, to me, that's adding on even more. I feel like if you didn't have all of these injuries, that you're still in that mix. And maybe it's not good, but it's not this bad.
No.
So I mean,
they're probably because they'd still not be hitting. Yeah. So that's the problem.
Well, I mean, but you got to also realize too, Jordan Westberg, Colton Cowser, that's a big part of your lineup. And to be fair, Westberg was 0 for 30 before he got a couple of hits and then got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a setback. Colton Cowser's in at Ripken Stadium tonight, I think. Is he in single A? I know he's at a rehab start starting today. So we're just going to follow all that and see what happens. But the trade deadline, it's not going to be what we thought, but it's got to be interesting this year and who they decide to sell off. And if this losing continues, is Mike Elias the next guy to go? And I would say, yeah, it ends up happening. And I don't know. Like, I still want to see what he can do with this roster. I think he's phenomenal in the draft. But yeah, I mean, you got to look at it now and say that the free agency, it just hasn't cut it.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Because, Ed, like, if you're not going to play Kobe Mayo to find out if he's the guy, why aren't you trading him to get something that you needed? I don't want to trade Kobe Mayo. But at the same point, 30 at bats ain't it. You don't get to bring a guy up for 30 at bats and say, hey, that's who he is. Because if we did, a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame probably wouldn't be in there right now. It's 30 at bats. You think about a Major League Baseball season. I just told you, Jordan Westberg went for an 0 for 30. That was an all-star last year.
Right.
You want to judge him off of that? So it's a tough situation all around. And it's not fun to talk about.
It's not fun to talk about. It's not fun to watch. And the problem with this season, though, I think Viv said it the best. Like, he's been covering sports here for 30 years. He's never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I've seen teams have down years after, you know, winning a World Series or whatever it may be. First of all, they didn't win the World Series, but they did have, you know, two good years in a row. But it's stunning how bad they are. It's not like they're just, you know, bad, like, and this isn't a rebuild. This isn't new players. Somebody pointed out to me, someone was talking to us. They said, well, they got rid of the best pitcher and the best hitter. Santander was not their best hitter, and he was batting 185 today.
Well, that's why
come on.
We've had guys call in and say they shouldn't have got rid of Santander. This is what I go to, though, when we have arguments about baseball. Mm-hmm. The immediate reaction is always the right one, right? Because we don't revisit in a year or two. Because if we had all you cats that said trade Jackson Holiday last year,
right?
You feeling the same way right now? You know, would you have given up a Jackson Holiday and Kobe Mayo to get Tarik Skubal? I wouldn't have, and I understand it. Like, Tarik Skubal's a guy that's had a couple of Tommy John surgeries, and I'm not trying to knock and ding every good pitcher, but the fact of the matter is, like, you're not competing financially with these other teams. I don't even care that we have a billionaire owner. Yeah. You're just not. So you do have to create another way to do it, and you have to make smart signings in free agency, and they've done anything but that. The only good news is they haven't given out any long-term deals.
Right.
So far, because it hasn't worked out, but... You're hoping that.
Can you imagine
does come
if they
up.
Did and had this season?
Oh God! Tyler O'Neill, you know he's going to finally start hitting when this team is just dead.
Yeah,
just like he's going to come back from his eye, and that's when we're going to see the power surge. Just going to be crazy. But how do you feel, Ed, about moving forward with the younger players possibly getting called up? And I think it has to happen, right? Like, I'm not saying it has to happen tomorrow. They got to sit down and talk about this, but. Kobe Mayo should be playing here as many times as he can, right-handed pitching, left-handed pitch. I don't care. Mm-hmm.
So you're asking me, do I want to see it or I think it's going to happen?
Do you think it should happen?
Yeah, oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean,
nobody wants to see that just because all it means is that your team sucks and now you're looking at all the youth. But I didn't agree with some of the talking heads that were going, yeah, you got to trade a bunch of these pieces and get 10 to 12 prospects back for them and just blow it up. What are you blowing up? You've got all this young talent under contract. For a long period of time. If you're saying grab one of those guys and trade him for something, I'm listening to you. They don't want to trade Colton Cowser, but if he was healthy and somebody offered you a starting pitcher that was under control, yeah, you've got to listen to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Gunner to me, Jackson to me, those guys are untouchable. And I'd even put Jordan. I don't want to move Jordan at all. Like, I'm not worried about that.
Westbrook's the second best player on the team.
Hmm?
Honestly.
Who's first?
Gunner.
Okay, just checking. Seems you had a different idea of who's first. Jorge Mateo. No.
No.
God. And it's funny, like, Ed, we've heard so many guys go, oh, if the pitching wasn't this bad. And then I was doing that while you guys were going, I'm worried about the hitting. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? We have good hitters. They just have to start hitting. They still have to start hitting.
We have good hitters. They're just not hitting anything. Yes.
They're not doing the one thing that you expect a hitter to do, hit. Especially with runners in scoring position. Yeah, it's just been abysmal.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.